Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
The Salvation Army is happy to announce that the angel trees are back on the peninsula, and there's still time to give some presents to children in need. According to Captain Monica, the officer of the Salvation Army, there are two stores that currently have angel trees, Walmart in Kenai and Fred Meyer in Soldotna. The Salvation Army does have an agreement with those two stores to have all gifts in by December 18th, but getting everything done by the 14th would be preferred. Considering that the trees are filled with tags, it may seem like as if it would take a Christmas miracle to get everyone gifts. But the amazing thing about this project is that every child gets a toy. The Salvation Army works with Harley Davidson to make sure that no child is left behind.
So there's the Elks Club and the Harley Davidson. They provide just extra toys that aren't designated, and then that helps fill in those extra gaps.
Representative Ruffridge sees a potential fight brewing over education funds. For more information, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
During next month's legislative session in Juneau, Alaska lawmakers will have to tackle some big challenges pertaining to numerous deficits within its annual budget. District 7 Representative Justin Ruffridge, who joined the State House last year, spoke during Wednesday's Kenai Chamber of Commerce luncheon on the budgetary challenges facing the Alaska legislature and possible solutions to bridging the gap between funds available and funds requested. In particular, Representative Ruffridge said one of the biggest priorities heading into the session is addressing the shortfall in the education budget.
The big area of conversation for me as the co-chair of House Education is what do we do with our education in the state of Alaska.
According to Ruffridge, that will be no easy task, with districts across the state vying for limited funds and a legislature already trying to squeeze water from stones at this point. The conversation over education funding is going to require a lot of attention. Or as Ruffridge says, it's going to be a real fight. Currently, the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District is sitting at a $13 million deficit for the next budgeting year. The KPBSD is not alone in this, however, and like many districts around the state, is requesting an increase to its base student allocation, the money allotted for each district per student enrolled in its schools. Aside from a $30 increase approved in the most recent legislative session, the last time the state bumped up the BSA for its education budget was in 2017. The BSA increase requested in the current education budget proposal is $680. Conversely, the Anchorage School District announced on Tuesday its own request for a BSA increase, $1,655 per student, more than double what the legislature is trying to approve.
My intent is to try to solve what I would call the immediate need,
said Ruffridge at the luncheon concerning his goals for the education budget. The next legislative session is slated to begin on January 17th. For more, visit this article at RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
With hunting season winding down to a close, it's time to put your application in for the drawing hunt. Each year, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game publishes a draw hunt supplement with specific information containing the drawing hunt opportunities and area boundaries. ADFNG has returned to having a single application period each year during November and December. This hunt does require an application and application fee, which is non-refundable. The application is done entirely online and is only $5 per point, with a limit of 6 points on all individual and party applications. The winners of the lottery hunt drawing will be announced on February 16, 2024. According to wildlife biologist Jacob Pelham, the ADFNG does offer a breakdown of the lottery and helps individuals see how much of a chance they have at winning their selected lottery.
We do provide a drawing permit supplement that has the breakdown of every draw hunt that's available in the state of Alaska. And on the back, we have the chances.
Coming up, we'll take a look at your top stories from Friday.